The agenda to possess the nations continues unabated.
Where are all the tears in the church? When we arrived in this church, we saw that when people were preaching, others responded in tears. It is not the preach on that we do in our generation, because they have come with an open heart. They long for nothing but the Holy Spirit and Christ, and their mind is on eternity.
This is the reason for unleashing the church with the mandate of carrying the gospel to the ends of the earth.
The grace of God also requires something from us, that we should deny ungodliness and worldly lust, and then live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present age.
Do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Anytime the soul is not put in check and the soul aligns itself with the body to fight against the spirit, the person, even though will be a Christian, but will be a carnal Christian.
Welcome to Pentecost Hour, a platform for teaching, training, and unleashing the church to fulfill her mandate as salt and light in the world. Pentecost.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We want to bless God for yet another opportunity to be at His feet. We are praying that God will grant us grace to be able to hear from Him Himself. So we've been discussing four ways that people tend to deal with bitterness.
So
number one, we say that people express it. They just want to express that bitter feeling in their spirit. Now others want to repress it. And last week, we also talked about the fact that some want to suppress it. Now, we are saying that to express it is to show or to manifest or reveal what is on the inside of a person. Now, we said that expressing one's opinion in itself is not bad. Yeah, but in this instance, what are you manifesting? What are you trying to express? Bitterness. A bitter feeling, and certainly it will manifest in anger and fights and the like. So we said that repress is to keep a feeling under control. But just keeping a feeling under control does not mean the pain or the bitterness is not there. Then we said that when it comes to suppressing, there is an element of force in suppressing. So suppressing a bitter feeling produces tension within the individual. And unless such a person releases that bitterness within, the person is not free at all. Now we come to the big one. Confessing. Confessing. And so today we shall start discussing the fourth and the most effective way of dealing with bitterness, that is to confess it. We will begin discussing it. So what that means is that we are not going to end it today. So to confess is to acknowledge and admit by way of revelation the true state of one's heart. Now, to acknowledge and admit, and I said by way of revelation, the true state of one's heart. Revelation because that heart has been in that state all the while, but it sometimes it takes God's grace to bring the true state of your heart to you. I mean, to come to terms with the fact that there is something wrong on the inside.
Na obi pe mu kan na chese be bi akoma ne gina no e na oyi ne die e di akere sa hankasa e na e gina.
Now I'm saying that it is some many times by revelation because the heart has been in that state for a long time.
Na onipa no oyi we e di akere isan sa akoma no tena sa tebia ni mu akeyi.
Now God is granting that fellow that revelation.
Na enumu no onyankopon e manipa no anya edie e de afiri na komatebia ni mu.
Of the true state of his or her heart, because the heart has been in that condition for a long time.
Isan sa akoma no na tena ho sa che a nipa no e bi krampo no hunu ye.
It is a pouring out of facts hitherto suppressed to God or to someone or to the perceived offender with the intention of making peace or receiving forgiveness and favor.
Ahe nipa no ohwie ne wona komamu no agukura na ne wo mu ne se obetumi di akere nyankopon no nyame de ne fomso akye no ana se opese nipa e bia waye biribi atia no no one no betumi anya somwie no waka bom.
Now confessing in the context of bitterness is what I've put out
there.
So we are saying that it is a pouring out of facts hitherto suppressed to God or to someone or to the perceived offender with the intention. Now, we all confess, but when you confess with the intention of making peace or receiving forgiveness and favor, then that is a true confession in the context of bitterness.
Enti pe muka eye trodo die no ene se nipa no ade bia hinta nimu ana wache so no obomode so be pe mu aka eye pue se ne be ya obetumi enye nyankopon sem boni fefri ana oni obi a waye ne boni no entem be ba som die.
Now take that again. It is very, very important. We all make confessions. We are not talking about confessing your sins to God or positive confession, but the confession in the context of the discussion of bitterness is this one.
To
acknowledge and admit by way of revelation coming from the Spirit of God the true state of one's heart. It is the pouring out of facts hitherto suppressed to God. Someone
or
to the perceived offender with the intention of making peace or receiving forgiveness and favor.
Now are we together?
There are two kinds of confessions here. One, you confess or admit before God the true state of your heart with the intention of making peace or receiving God's forgiveness and favor.
And
the second part of the confession is you confess to someone or the perceived offender what the state of your heart is or how you feel about an offense with the intention of making peace and reconciliation. So So the first one, we are saying that it's a confession to God. The second one is a confessing to someone or the perceived offender. What the state of your heart or one's heart is, or how you feel about an offense. Offense, this O-F-E-S-S-E, is not C. With the intention of making peace and reconciliation.
So,
the intention in the confession is very, very important. So you either confess to God, and other times you confess to men. I do not mean reporting an offense. Now, confession is not reporting an offense. Reporting an offense to someone is not confession. Confession is with an intent. Now, for peace and reconciliation. If that is not there, then it is not the true confession in the context of bitterness. But in true confession, there could be an element of confrontation. To face up to or deal with. Usually, the best thing you can do in an embarrassing situation is to confront it head on. For example, when a superior is or has harassed you sexually, and because of the consequences, you don't want to report them. You may confess your feeling to God. And you may confess to this fellow how you are feeling. So that will mean to confront him or her head on. By laying bare how you feel about their action. So in confession, there could be confrontation. In some instances, when confessing to someone may be difficult to do because of the stigmatization. The consequence. You simply confess to God. There are certain things that it is hurting you. But talking to God alone will be better. So you keep it. Talk to God. And let go the bitter feeling. I hope you are remembering yours. However, my interest this evening is to deal with confession one.
Nanso enanwumrei baabi amanikire no ene se yebehwe yebemu aka no didi kan no.
Yes. You confess or admit before God the true state of your heart with the intention of making peace or receiving God's forgiveness and favor.
Na hey no ni aye yawde ase wakoma mu ma no ohwie ni nyina de gu nyankopon nim se na ebe ye obehu wakoma tibie wo mu no na wonya ni nsem adom anybody fefri.
As in pouring out the bitterness within.
Ah hey no ohwie yawde ni nyina ade agu.
Na before God.
Na ohwie gu nyankopon nim
pouring out the bitterness within before the almighty God.
You know ba ahinta wo mu aye wo mu ma no ohwie ni nyina agu onyankopon nim.
We will go to 1 Samuel chapter 1. Now, this is a story that I want all of us to kind of pay attention to. There was this man who had two wives, Penina and Hannah. Now, Penina had children, but Hannah had none.
Now, Penina ewo ma nanso Hannah onibi.
The Bible says, year after year, the man will go to worship in Shiloh. She will go with the two wives.
So, Samne said, Afibiano, ya na onne, ni yirinumi, eni abusiano, ekwa kosum ewo Shiloh.
But Hannah will always tease. Penina will always tease Hannah because she was barren.
And so Debbie na Penina or the Hannah awa onwo ye no esre no.
And this irritated her, Hannah.
Na we no bribie mu no eya na how Hannah ye pa.
Because the Bible says that her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her.
I trust him to say bribie mu no na ni kura yi oyi na hia my Hannah kuma.
Now, if Hannah was irritated, then the condition is, the problem is not what she's hearing. The problem now has become the condition of her heart.
Now,
so there was some kind of bitter feeling in Hannah. This one was being caused directly by Penina.
I don't know why a Penina and Casa and why you tear Hannah.
Now her husband Elkanah will say, Hannah, why are you weeping? So to the extent that she will weep.
Now, Nura Elkanah, Bribiam no say, Hannah, I didn't know who saw.
Why don't you eat?
I didn't
to the extent that she wouldn't even eat.
Well, yeah, could see, sir, would you didn't poor? Not in ye.
So turn with me to verse 9.
And the moment you share if you moon crono air corner.
1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse
9.
Once, when they had finished eating and drinking in Shiloh, Hannah stood up. Now Eli, the priest, was sitting on his chair by the door post of the Lord's house.
Now, what did he say? Now, what did Shiloh no? Hannah, sorry. Now, so, now, Osofu Eliti, a jasso, a radia, sorry, Diana, ano, apunyano.
In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly.
Na ne kra wire hoy na obo Awurade mpae na odiya esoy.
Na in her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly. The anguish is a feeling of pain. It is not on the skin. It is on the inside. And then she also wept bitterly.
Now, there
was no one there. She was actually weeping and praying to the Almighty God. And she made a vow saying, Lord Almighty, if you will only look on your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son, then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
Now, Oshay Bosse, Asafurade, say, Wisha Wafuna, Manihunu, na Wakaime, na Uire, and Free Wafuna, na Woma Wafuna, Obabinia, and yet, may the noble Melrade, Nimquenina, na Oyuan Biara, Rinkaniti.
She is praying to God, confessing her state. As she kept on praying to the Lord, Eli observed her mouth.
Hannah
was praying in her heart, and her lips were moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk.
Na Hannah rekasa na kume muno na nunku ara ana obesebese na ne ne de wonte enti Eli bu no se osabofo.
Let's move on.
Yet waso
and said to her, how long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine.
Ena Eli kachire no se da ben ena ube bronsa akosi.
Now let's pay attention to verse 15 and 16. Not so, my lord, Hannah replied. I am a woman who is deeply troubled. Deeply troubled. I have not been drinking wine or beer. I was pouring out my soul to the Lord.
Hannah Buana said, Debbie, Miura. Me oba wre huni na bobesa ene nsa biara de menum bi na mehwie me kra megu awurade ene.
I was pouring out my soul to the Lord.
Mehwie me kra na mehwie me kra agu awurade ene.
Now what does she mean by pouring out her soul to the Lord?
Na ohwie ne kra agu awurade ene mu no ede na opa akire.
Do not take your servant for a wicked woman. I have been praying here out of my great anguish and grief.
And fa waba wa ento oba huhu ni bi ho if you say my real war any my yam jaduduo mu and na makasa abesi se
pouring out my great anguish and grief.
My real war any my yam jaduduo mu and na me hwie ade agu.
I'm pouring out the bitter feeling within.
Yaudia aye makume mu mano and na me hwie agu.
See, unforgiveness, resentment and holding on to grudge keep you in bondage. It will keep you in bondage. You only be free when you pour it out before the Lord.
Adofunum say yaudia ko wura wa kuma ma na say wo so me na se po bi mu ano e ma wo yakwa ansa na wo benya ofa hudie na age wo hwiegu.
Brothers and sisters, you need to free yourself today.
Adofunum
like a bird from the foul listener.
Se say wo nya ofa hudie che say anuma we ja no na we free fidi sum for efidie.
And times of refreshing will come from above.
Na emre papa if you throw ebe bawo so.
You know the state of your heart.
Unim wakuma ni jina bre.
Pour out the bitterness before God.
She yaudie no egu onyankopon
enwe. Just confess to him.
Pemuka kire no.
Your feeling of bitterness.
Yaudie no be bia kudu e wakuma mu.
And times of refreshing will come from above.
Na hujuo na ebe ba if you throw ama.
Now verse 17.
Ye twas won yimu dun so no.
Eli answered.
Now Eli one say,
go in peace. May the God of Israel grant you what you have asked of him.
Now Israel
verse 18. She said, may your servant find favor in your eyes. Then she went her way. Now she can eat and eat something. And now her face was no longer downcast, because the reflection on her face was as a result of what was going on the inside.
Now, okay, say, ma wafuna inya wenimu adom, ena obanu simu koko didi na nenimu so et na nenimu so entese kaneno biu.
Let me say this.
I mean, can we?
Don't forgive people because they are nice guys or they are worth forgiving. Forgive people because you want favor from God.
You
see, if you want to marry your wife well, don't marry your wife because you love her so much. Marry her in love because you love the Lord. Many people do not forgive. Deserve our forgiveness. But if you want God's favor, pour out that bitter feeling. Don't look at the person's actions or inaction, but remember that it is God who will either lift you up or destroy.
And so say opo nyankopon enimu adomo a bomoden se odi danfo no emfum so ebe che no sai ya odi na hinta omu no hwie gufom isan so nyame nsam na obenya adom.
Says Father, I'm pouring out my spirit. Just do one thing for me. If you grant me a boy, she wouldn't say that, give me a boy so that Penny now will also know that I'm not barren. No. She wouldn't go there at all.
Mami obabeni na Penny na hu se me nso menye boni there be wankasa akura.
No, give me a son.
Mami obabeni.
And I'll give him back to you.
Na me de no ebe mao.
That is the spirit that is released.
We eye huhumu a we ja no.
Spirit that is released.
We eni huhumu a we nya ne fa hu die.
Now, which verse are we? So verse 19. Early the next morning, they arose and worshipped before the Lord, and then went back to their home at Ramah. Elkanah made love to his wife Hannah, and the Lord remembered her.
I was sorry, I know petty too, because sorry, Eradi Enim. Now, was Samba Wumfi Ramah. Now, Elkanah Nenire Hannah Edai, now Eradi Kaino.
So in the course of time, Hannah became pregnant and gave birth to a son. She named him Samuel, saying, because I asked the Lord for him.
Na afiri drono na Hannah nyin saying na owo oba berima na oto ni din Samuel na okan say Ewurade ho na me sre no.
Not because I asked God to pay back Penina.
And yes, me sre Ewurade say ontua Penina ka.
I asked God for him.
Mr. Eradi, so on for Obabenino.
God has given me this boy.
Eradi, the Obabenino, Amame.
The act of confession brings deliverance.
I don't know, say, Pemu, I can't, your dear, will you, Muno, at your jab?
It brings deliverance to the soul.
At the Ojia, and if I would you bum or crown.
It releases the soul, for that matter, the individual, and releases favor from above. Now, I pray that we will repent. Now, repent is to turn or to return. Try and turn away from all the resentment that is in your heart. Now don't brood over them any longer. And great times of refreshing will come from above. My interest this evening is just one. Let us go before God. And let us pour our bitter feeling before him. This is where to begin. Then subsequently, I'll tackle confessing to man. Because the human being is quite difficult. You need so many strategies in trying to deal with man. But as for God, just go before him and let it be straight. Let him know the condition.
Say,
oh God, you know the state of my heart. This woman is pestering my
life.
You know all the insults. Tell God your real state of your heart. Because God knows. Tell him. Tell him. With the mind of receiving forgiveness from him and favor from the Lord. I pray that God will grant us grace and strength to be able to do justice. Shall we rise in prayer? Let's rise in prayer. And just go to God straight away. Go to God straight away. Just go to God like Hannah did. Shall we pray together?